welcome to Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we are watching every Disney movie in order. And guess what? We've moved on to the Pixar section of the vault, ladies and gentlemen. I am Claire.
I'm Rachel.
I am Oscar.
And today in the vault, we have found a super fun, super special guest. She's an actress. It is Melanie Field.
Hello.
Hi.
That was the cue. Okay.
That was it. And enter.
Okay, here I am. And she entered just as we said her name. It was amazing.
But you've been hitting this section of the vault, right?
Yeah, you've been here.
She's been on a journey. I'm so glad you finally found me.
Yeah,
I've been on a journey.
Thanks for waiting, by the way.
Yeah, this is a familiar section to us.
Oh yeah, too. I think like twice before we've. It's not the same section of the vault, but
it's like I'm having deja vu.
There you go.
You know,
a deja rendezvous.
So, what do you guys
see? I see a really old, tired dog.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I see a sand-covered Lincoln log. I think it's a Lincoln log.
Maybe not. I don't think they are. I see, you know what? I see the actual toys from the Pixar short Tin Toys hiding under the... Did you guys see that?
No.
Oh, when the kids are coming back.
Yeah, when the
hiding.
Kids are coming back. All the little tin toys.
I mean, we all see it. We all see it right here.
They're all there. Melanie, what did you see?
I see a purple blob toy that sounds a lot like Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes! Yeah. Well, naturally... We are talking about
Toy Story 3,
starring Whoopi Goldberg.
Wait, was that Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes.
She sounded familiar.
To be honest,
but I
didn't look it up, but it sounds exactly like her.
Yeah.
We got a lot of little cameos
in this guy. So,
well, at this point, you know, it has traction. People know it's a hit. I want to get a piece of it.
People are jumping in Toy Story that weren't even actually cast. They just jumped themselves
just
in. They got in the booth. They ran in there somehow. So finally, we can do some lots of bear. Yes.
We could have from the beginning. I don't know why you waited this long.
Rachel, now is the time.
We didn't know who he was before.
Ah. I knew.
We didn't know.
This is his intro.
So real quickly, let me give you a little bit of background about Toy Story 3. So it's from the year 2010.
Good year.
It's Pixar's 11th feature film, and it was obviously the first one released in the 2010s. The budget was $200 million. That fact kept coming up a lot, so I figured we should say it. So $200 million was the budget. It made $1.067 billion.
No.
Wow.
It was the first animated film to make $1 billion worldwide.
The first one?
Animated film, yes.
Wow. It really is such a funny number.
Billion.
Sounds like a kid would
be beyond my comprehension completely.
Yeah. Billion and then trillion and then...
Kajillion?
That's what Toy Story 4 is making.
Kajillion.
Yeah. Toy Story 4 is already making money and it's not even open
it's
yet.
Even
it's
open.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's weird.
Dick kaboom.
So, it's one of three animated films to be nominated for Best Picture. The first two were Up and the
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
And it's the sixth Pixar film to win the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature after Finding Nemo, Incredibles, Ratatouille, WALL-E, and Up. Directed by Lee Unkrich, and the Disney movie of that year was Tangled. So that's where we are in time.
Oh, good year.
What a fun
to remember
year.
Arcana.
Yeah.
What a good year.
Yeah, what a good year. Had you guys seen this movie before? Melanie, had you seen it?
I had seen it, but admittedly, I didn't remember that I'd seen it. So I was like, I've seen definitely Toy Story 1, and then I was like, have I seen 3? And then as soon as it started, I was like, yes, we're home. I've seen this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have not seen Toy Story 3. This is my first time.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I had seen it before. But I know I didn't get to, but NYU, I was in college when this came out. NYU had a free screening for students, but it was the movie up until the point where they're about to get incinerated. And then they cut
the end of the
they
movie.
They cut it right there, what? Right after they all hold hands. They cut it, and all the students were like, "What?" Wait,
intentionally or by accident?
Yeah, intentionally. They didn't have. It was like a pre-screening, so it was before the movie what? Came out, and they didn't want to reveal the ending.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so everyone was like, "They all die."
Yeah, so everyone leaves die. Telling everybody that it's horrifying.
Yeah, oh but I wasn't God. In that. So
is now a good time to talk about the fact that I also went to NYU?
Oh, really?
In college when this movie came
really?
Out.
Really?
Wait, did you guys... What
we were
year?
There at the same
I
time.
I graduated in 2010 when this movie
oh,
was released.
2012.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
We probably bumped City into living. Each other on the street
probably.
And had no idea.
Wow.
Cool. Wow, York, big city. New York, the big apple.
Just two gals in wow. the big city.
Yeah.
Wow. Just two gals Rachel. In a big city filled with a million billion other
yeah.
gals.
We Rachel. Probably were in Washington Square Park at the same time.
We were, for
yeah.
sure.
Rachel, Melanie, and Felicity all hanging out in
yeah.
New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Felicity's yeah. still there.
It's some of those wow. gossip girls, I think. Right? I don't know.
And
I
think also, were... you know, Carrie, Miranda, Charlotte, and
yeah.
They were there.
Yeah, all,
brunch.
The, all the New York
we
City
We all made brunch together.
No one came to your rescue, including me. Couldn't remember.
It's like, there's another one.
Samantha,
Carrie, Miranda, Charlotte.
Charlotte. Yeah. The seven dwarves of New York City.
Yeah, that was us.
I saw it in the theater. Yes. Melanie, what's your connection to Disney?
My connection to Disney. Well, it's changing. It's changing the okay. older I get, I okay. will say. Okay. So I have this. So I, everything Disney now makes me cry almost
oh, yeah.
immediately. Uh-huh. So for example, I think that I'm triggered by the concept of lost innocence.
Yeah.
I think that it's triggering for me. Like if I'm in an audition and they're like, "We need you to cry." I'm just like, think of my 5-year-old self. And I'm like, "I'll never be here again." Aww. Like, and it's just immediate. It's like a triggering
wow.
me. I know it's, and it's getting worse the older I get. And now
but,
I have
but
nephew
you are
and the whole thing.
Her.
Oh, for sure. And then I realize that and I cry more because I'm sentimental like that and spiritual. Yeah. And all that. So it's just like, I'm still her, but I just, you know, it's
that's
a whole thing.
That's a great
yeah,
way
it's
in.
Bad. And now my nephew is now 3 and he loves the Toy Stories and he has all the characters and, so then I think about that. So I got like, I was like, okay, so here's, sorry, I'm going all about, but oh, when we had originally talked, we were talking about Up.
Yes.
And I was like, oh good. I need a good cry. Like I need to watch it. Cause I knew, I didn't remember a lot about Up, but I just remember bawling within the first 30 seconds. And I was like, great, I need to get this out. And then I was like, Toy Story 3. I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, that's fine. And then the movie started and it was like the castle and like doo doo doo.
Oh yeah.
Doo, doo, and I'm crying.
Yeah.
I'm already crying. Like truly, I was like, oh, I am. There is someone in there. Like
yeah.
I'm alive. I'm so alive. And then like I cried for the first 10 minutes of the movie. And then like it was really triggering.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
Because the movie is about lost innocence.
Yeah.
Like the movie is about yeah. that. And then Disney for me is about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just. It yeah. was a journey, and I watched it twice.
And honestly, I think like Pixar is that. I mean,
I think, so.
I think we've talked about this in the Up episode, but Pixar has found a niche exactly where it like holds your heart.
Yeah.
And is like really good at making you feel all of the feelings.
Yeah.
It's too much.
You know?
Yeah.
Pixar's good at it.
Well, even watching this, because you were probably Andy's age when Toy Story came out. And then when Toy Story 3 came out, you were in college, which Andy
yes.
was going off to college. So it very much is you are.
We were lined up.
You are Andy.
Yeah, I'm Andy. Up. And then my nephew's going to become Andy.
Yeah.
Like, I can't with the whole, like, okay, mom, I'll get to it. I was like,
yeah.
He's going to be that. Like,
know.
It just was too much for me. But other than that, my childhood relationship to Disney was huge fan, loved all the films.
What was your favorite?
Oh, God. Well, see, my favorite movie growing up was actually not a Disney movie. It was Mary Martin's Peter Pan. I was unhealthily obsessed.
Yeah.
Unhealthily obsessed.
You should blame you. It's a great movie.
Watching it as an adult, it's actually horrifying.
Yes.
It's actually not for kids.
Oh,
it's not for kids.
We'd explain.
The dancing...
It's actually quite scary. Like,
yeah.
It's scary.
It's
and it's like real life people... I don't know. Watching it as an adult, I was like, I'm shocked I loved this. But I think it's the theatricality of it.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
My favorite Disney movie, was probably... We had the classics. So I did a lot of like Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella, Pinocchio, Sword in the Stone was a good throwback for us.
Love Sword in the Stone.
Pocahontas, give me a break. Mm-hmm. the soundtrack alone.
Yeah.
The soundtrack. And her hair.
And her hair and the whole. And like, I love history stories. I loved history of it. So, I mean, I just named about 10. So, yeah. I love them all. And I didn't really grow up going to the parks, although we did go to the park. We did go to Disney World when I was in third grade.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. Because my mom was going back to school. So my parents were like, we're about to be incredibly poorer than we are right now. And we're going to take you to Disney World as like a treat before we become like a single income household. And we're never going to be able to do this again. Basically, aww. I kind of don't. It was bad. It was interesting. So we went, and I was in third grade, and I was a absolute pill the entire time.
Oh, no.
I was too young. Well, not too young, but my brother and sister were older. So they wanted to, my brother especially wanted to do like the fun, scary rides. And I was like way too young for Space Mountain and that kind of stuff. But I did it anyway because it was like a family thing. And the quotes that arose from that trip of just like, I accused my parents of child abuse in line. I accused them of child abuse in line for Splash Mountain. I was like, we're going to sit here in the heat for 3 hours. Then the thing's going to go up and it's going to come back down. This isn't vacation. This is child abuse. I mean, it was truly insane. No. So while I do have fond memories, the joke of our family is like, wow, you hated every second of it. You're the only kid on the planet who hated every second of it.
That's very funny.
that's my Disney journey, I guess.
I love it.
Well, that's amazing. Hopefully you can build new memories. If you want,
right now,
at Disneyland.
Currently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Disney World. I don't know. Or maybe it's still.
I guess I've been to Disneyland as an adult. Cried. The light show, the music.
Oh, oh right. Yeah.
Again.
That'll get you.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
We've lost it. It's the innocence. Okay.
Don't cry yet.
It's all just like distilled emotions at their highest and like most intense. Yeah. So,
yeah. Oh, I definitely cry during the fireworks all the time. I'm like, it's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I cried at Splash Mountain because I was terrified.
Holy guacamole.
Animatronics freaked me out. So that was not a nice mix.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Panic. Do you remember that?
That was the first ride we went on because I did not know that you don't even like any kind of roller coaster ride.
No, I hate roller coasters.
And you were just like, all right, let's go. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But
that wasn't the last time. That wasn't the. You've been on it since then, though,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. Look.
Wow.
Look.
You know what, you guys? We can't hash this out. We have to talk about Toy Story 3.
Okay. But Oscar and I are in a fight, but okay.
Are we?
No, not at all. In fact, I was like, please accept my forgiveness. Okay. Anyway, so let's talk about Toy Story 3.
Woo.
Yeah.
We open up on a train robbery.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Okay. So just to rewind a little bit, I have not seen Toy Story 3, but I did own Toy Story 3 on PlayStation 3.
Oh, fun.
And so I played the game. But Toy Story 3 was the very first. Here's a fun little fact about the Toy Story 3 video game. There is the story mode, which you sort of like play as Woody and Buzz in the story aspect of it. But then there's a toy box mode, which is sort of an open world where you can like literally do whatever you want. And that was the very beginning of the Disney Infinity franchise.
Oh, okay.
Which is the, you know, you buy a toy and then you like unlock a little thing or whatever. So Toy Story 3 was, the video game was huge because it opened up this other
franchise. I love Disney Infinity. Mm-hmm. It was so fun collecting all the different things.
Yeah,
and
the
little
toys.
Yeah, because you collect the toys and then you could play that character in the game. Mm-hmm. And then certain toys had special games that came with them. So I think like Toy Story had like Toy Story games that you could play in the game box. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it didn't do well.
Yeah,
and
didn't do well. Yeah. So they kind of like stopped it. But I still have tons of those.
Wow.
Yeah.
The toys are forever.
Yeah.
You need them. Yeah. Unless you donate them or accidentally throw them away. Mm.
But some animator, I think it was, that was talking about how the little figurines that they made for Disney Infinity were also just like really cool figurines that some people just bought them to put them on their to collect on their shelves.
Oh yeah,
because they're cute.
Oh, yeah. I had a roommate who had a million of them.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. They're cool. Super cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this train robbery scene. Let's talk about this.
So good.
We got
Mr. Potato Head
with an eye patch. We got Mrs. Potato with an eye patch. Mm-hmm. We got all of the aliens with eye patches.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's a lot. Claire, did you like this scene? I know you don't like a lot of...
I liked this scene because it just jumps... I like it when it's aiding in the story. I'm known for not liking the action sequences a bit. But this one, it really jumps right in. You know, Potato Head's like, ha ha ha, money, money, money. And he runs around and you kind of get what's going on and that this is the sort of like fantasy sequence. Yeah,
this is Andy playing with his toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you get to see how incredibly the graphics have aged. You know what I mean? They finally caught up to the graphics. Everything looks clean.
Oh, yes.
Crisp. Yes. I mean, everything is
beautiful.
Blink
at the same time.
Finally.
Well, I did read that they had to create new figures that they were based off of because the 3D, old ones were outdated and the technology wasn't compatible anymore with the original ones. And also in this one, they had to develop the technology for the trash bags, but everything else had advanced so much. Like fur was easier to do and hair was easier to do.
Because they wanted the 3D. Oh, so sorry.
Oh, no, go for it.
So here's something that I also learned on my Toy Story 3 journey, which is humiliating to admit, but I feel like I'm in safe company. I guess I didn't actually know the difference between 2D and 3D as it relates to movies. Oh. So basically what happened, I was talking to my dad. I was like, I'm going to do a podcast tonight about Toy Story 3. And he's like, did you watch it? And I was like, I watched it a couple days ago. He's like, did you take notes? You should probably watch it again. And I was like, oh my God, Dad, you're right. I probably should. And I like sat down to watch it again. And I was like, and he's like, have you listened to the podcast? And I was like a little. He's like, well, you should listen to the podcast and like know what you're getting yourself into. And I was like, great. I'll call you later. And I'm like in it. But I clicked on your Toy Story podcast and you were talking, cause I guess that was the first Pixar film. Yes. Yeah. And you were talking about Pixar and someone mentioned so the transition or like the first 3D animated film or something like that. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I was like, that's why it looks so different. And then I Googled Cinderella Disney to like look at the difference. And I was like, oh yeah, sure. That's like flat. And this is like more dimensional. And I was like, oh, that's what 3D is.
Well, to be fair, it's a totally different technology because it's the computer generated images. Yeah. So I mean, there is still a difference between like 3D as in like when you put on the glasses like see dimension. Sure. That's different. Yeah.
Well, you know, you'll learn something new.
Yeah.
And it is incredible. The visuals are out of control.
Yeah. It is cool. And also, sometimes saying 3D is also kind of trippy. It's like CG is probably...
Yeah, CG is probably the correct term.
Yeah, because it's computer generated. Oh, sure. So it sort of looks more like computer-y made it rather than hand-drawn.
Sure.
Like those are... But yeah.
Yeah. Like even the scene... Where the monkeys fall down, death by monkeys. Yeah. And just that like mushroom cloud just looks so detailed and beautiful. Yeah. And when they are like, you know, trampling over all of the characters, man, that just
even
looks so
like
cool.
the hair in the troll dolls.
The troll dolls. the reveal of the troll dolls.
My baby troll.
Oh yeah. The reveal was so good.
That opening is so funny. And just to see how all the characters, like which roles they play is so fun. And how Andy treats them. Like for instance, Ham is always the villain.
Always the villain.
And in real life, he's so different than that.
Yeah.
And you know, Rex obviously is like supposed to be terrifying.
Yeah. And he's not. Yeah.
Imagination is like so impressive. It's like, that's what I took away from
and the cool and consistent. Like Ham will always be the villain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's very funny.
He even has names for them, like Dr. Porkchop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we just watch this whole scene where it's like this big trolls. Action. And then God,
the orphans.
The orphans.
Did he own that many troll dolls?
I know.
Is he me? I love troll dolls so much.
But it's then we cut out to see Andy actually playing with his toys and you see the setup that he has and it's like, oh, that's what he was imagining. Mm-hmm. Like he has all his to make the bridge.
Connects.
Connects. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And it's just cool. And that's kind of what you can see when you go to Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios. Oh. Like the entire Slinky Dog roller coaster is made. It looks like it's made out of Kinex.
Oh, no way.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. The whole thing looks like it's just made out of toys. And when you go on it, you feel like you are a toy because everything's like huge. Oh. It's like that thing that Hillary was talking about where she likes big, like small versions, like adult.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hillary
yeah.
Ann Matthews.
Yeah, yeah. From the Ratatouille episode where it's like she likes the things where it's like how like you feel tiny or something like that. So yes. That's how the entire world feels. It's supposed to be like a sandbox. Mm-hmm. And there's like no trees in the entire area of the park because it's supposed to feel like you're in a sandbox.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's so cool. Even the restaurant in Toy Story Land looks like it's like Andy's lunchbox and it looks like a lunchbox. And like all of the chairs are like little mini Baybel cheese things.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And all the benches are like popsicle stick benches. So it's just like cool to see that in the movie.
Oh, like a Bugs Land was.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Feels like you're a toy.
I want to be a toy.
What toy would you guys? Well, you know, we do that stuff. Yeah. So we'll talk about this.
So we pull out and we see that it's a home video and this was old because, well, I guess the timeline's a little bit off, but the original movie was 1995 and this was 2010. Yeah. So.
And he was 18.
Yeah. So now he's going off to college. Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
In the opening, in the, like that, Wild West theme, there's a train and the train had 95 on it. Is it because Toy Story was released in 1995?
Wow. Details.
Ooh, wow.
You know, I didn't I realized we did not talk about the voice cast, but really, really quickly.
Tim Allen.
Tom Hanks is Woody. Tim Allen is Buzz Lightyear. Joan Cusack is Jessie. Oh, yeah. Ned Beatty is Lotso. So, Don Rickles is Mr. Potato Head.
Who is Lotso?
Ned Beatty.
Who is that?
You know him. He's in The Purple People Eater. He's in lots of stuff. Ned Beatty.
Lots of bears and lots of stuff.
So Michael Keaton is Ken. Wallace Shawn is Rex.
Oh, I loved it.
John Ratzenberger is Ham. Estelle Harris is Mrs. Potato Head. John Morris, same kid, is Andy. Yeah. Which they actually, they hadn't contacted him since the last Toy Story, and they called him up and heard his answering machine, and they were like, oh yeah, he can still do it.
Yeah, because they weren't sure if he could. He still wanted to act, or his voice sounded right. But even from the answer,
his voice almost seemed was like, "Hi, this is Andy.
Andy,
please book me."
this would be really great for me.
I need this.
They're like, "Oh, we should really rehire him." Okay. We have Jodie Benson as Barbie. Emily Hahn as Bonnie. Laurie Metcalf is Andy's mom. Mm-hmm. Blake Clark is Slinky Dog, which is a replacement for Jim Varney.
Yes.
Teddy Newton as Chatter Telephone. Bud Lucky as Chuckles. B. Miller as Molly. Javier Fernandez Pena as Spanish Buzz. Timothy Dalton as Mr. Prickle Pants.
I love it. Yes.
Laurie.
Who's Prickle Pants?
The porcupine.
The one who's like, I'm trying to
stay. Oh, my God. Okay.
Lori Allen as Bonnie's mom.
Yeah.
Charlie Bright as young Andy and one of the pee in a pods. And then we got a bunch of little. Okay, so Kristen Schaal is Trixie.
I love
Jeff
her.
Garland is Buttercup. Bonnie Hunt is Dolly. John Sagan is Twitch. Jeff Pigeon, Aliens, Whoopi Goldberg is Stretch. Jack Angel is Chuck. R. Lee Ermey is Sarge. Jan Rabson is Sparks. Richard Kind is the bookworm. And Eric Von Detten makes a return as Sid.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, Sid, who is the garbage man.
Yeah.
He's like singing to himself and rocking out. Yeah.
He had the same shirt, too. Wow.
Didn't even change his shirt.
Yeah.
Wow.
And all those years.
Yeah.
He seems fine, though. Because, you know, when we last left Sid, he was traumatized by all these real
dolls
toys.
The toys coming into life and telling him not to hurt them.
Right.
Yeah.
And now he's getting paid. He's getting paid a lot of money.
He seems to be enjoying it because he's like
rocking out.
Garbage. Doo doo doo.
Yeah.
Scooby doo bow.
Exactly.
Now it's present day. Andy's mom's telling Andy he's got to get rid of all his junk. Like either donate the toys or take them with you. I don't care, but we need to clean this up. Mm-hmm. It's time. And Molly's there too. She's older.
Yeah, she's excited because she gets his room when he leaves for college. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's kind of like a little tween. Yeah. She's got like a tween magazine and like cool
She's cool now.
But
she's
we see cool. all the toys are in Andy's box, his
closed
trunk.
Up.
Yeah.
Oh, and how about, I mean, am I jumping the gun? But like, no, how about how the toys are like, oh, this killed me. When they're like, we'll just get his cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And then, we'll get his cell phone and then he'll find us because we'll be looking for his phone.
Yeah.
And it worked, but then he wanted nothing to
they're
do with it.
They're trying. Yeah. Yeah, they're trying.
Yeah.
We all.
It's very sad. It's and then very when he enters and then like he's like, hello. And then Woody is like holding on
he
to the phone.
He hugs the phone.
Yeah.
Because he hears his voice.
Oh, it's yeah. And he picks deadly. Rex up to get to
and
it.
Rex and Rex won't let go.
Yeah. Oh, and then he's just like, he touched me. He touched me.
Yeah.
I've so been, sad. I've been those toys before.
Yeah.
Oh boy!
You won't let go of someone's cell phone.
No. Just call me. Just give me 2 minutes of your time.
Just like you push me away, you still touch me. That's a win for me.
Touch
Thank
me.
You.
That's a win. Touch is a touch. Okay.
Yeah.
So we also find out that Mrs. Potato Head's eye is missing.
Yeah. Yes.
One of them. She doesn't know where, but it's somewhere dark and dusty.
Yeah.
And do then, we know what happened to Little Bo Peep?
I was going to ask that.
It's we'll find out in Toy Story 4.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
But there was there's nothing that I miss in Toy Story 2 that was like...
No, they're just like sad. They're like, we've lost friends along the way.
Yeah.
Sales and garbage. Yeah. And
but they never say why?
They never say why. I did read a fact that they didn't want to put Bo Peep in because toward the end she would have easily been incinerated since she was made of porcelain. So I guess logistically they didn't want her...
Wow.
What?
That's some thought because I would have just not even. I'd be like, she's plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just like the other
right.
ones.
Yeah. So
or it just been like she's a lamp.
Yeah, exactly. Like or she just is there for a little bit and doesn't go on the adventure.
But,
yeah.
but you know what? I think there's probably gonna be a really cool good reason.
Yeah, there's
that
be
she's
so.
Gone.
Poor.
So the toys accidentally get taken to the trash by a whole mishap of events.
So Andy, his mom is like, put in the attic, take to college or trash. And then he's like, yeah, whatever. And then he like goes in and he puts all of his toys into a trash bag. To put in the attic, but it looks like trash.
And the toys are all hyper aware. Like Mr. Potato Head, why would you put us in the trash bag?
Yeah.
That's an awful
that's
Mrs. Potato Head.
Potato. It sounds like Jerry Seinfeld to
just
me.
Like Seinfeld.
Take a minute.
What is the deal with?
But that's why you get the trash bag.
Yeah. There we
the
go.
Trash
there
bag.
It is.
That's actually really
there
good.
It
okay.
Is.
Yeah.
Thank
but
you.
Woody is put What's in the college box, so he sees everything that goes on, and he sees that Andy meant to put them in the attic, but then Mrs.
The whole thing. Mom came and was like,
for
Andy.
Some reason, the attic ladder wouldn't stay down.
There was
the whole thing closed.
Like gut-wrenching moment where Andy decides who to take with
the
college,
choice.
Like
choice.
Buzz or Woody. And he
just like in the
man, he picks Woody and not Buzz, which makes sense.
Yes. And Woody's been his number one.
His number one forever.
You know, I was thinking, like, what's he thinking? Like,
yeah.
I'm thinking, he's like, okay, Buzz Lightyear's, like, clearly a toy, but Woody kind of looks like a collectible, and that could be, like, cool on my shelf in my college room. Like, people will be like, oh, that's cool. Is that a collectible?
You that, know that,
I'm thinking
you,
that's what he's thinking.
But you know that's what he was thinking.
It's got to be what
that's
he's thinking, right?
Exactly why. Because
how could it make us look cool?
Because he picked both of them up, so clearly he's like, I love them both,
right.
But, like, oh, I can't get away with just keeping
Buzz
a Buzz
came
Lightyear.
Out in the 90s. Everybody had a Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to know what that is.
No. I was like, Woody has always been his OG toy.
That's true.
It's
but I
also
just
was donated.
Buzz Lightyear wasn't even in the... And I also feel really bad about the other toys.
Yeah.
Why didn't the troll doll get to be there?
Andy's always had a really strong connection to the troll doll.
Hell
so
yeah.
Honestly, there's everyone has certain stars in their life. Like, we love everyone, but there's certain people that just pop out.
Yeah.
And that's Woody
with
for
toys,
him.
Too.
Yeah. Also, it's Tom Hanks.
We cannot get rid of Tom Hanks.
No, you can't.
Get rid of
like,
Tim Allen.
Andy was like, this one really makes me think and feel Tom Hanks.
Feel
so,
like daddy? America's dad.
So anyway, they get
so
trashed. They get taken to the curb. And then, of course, Woody's like, oh, boy, first adventure. Got to go save them.
Yeah.
But luckily, the toys get out and they see the box labeled Sunnyside that's going to be donated to daycare center in the trunk of the car, and it's just open, so they all sneak into there.
And then Woody's like, what are you doing? He was gonna put you in the attic. And it's like, yeah no, he was gonna trash
don't believe
us.
No
one
why are we in a trash bag then?
Just like when he's like, I didn't kill Buzz, and no one believes him.
No one believes him,
but he's telling the truth.
Yeah. So then they end up all getting in the box. The mom comes, and then they get driven to Sunnyside.
Mm-hmm.
Something that drove me crazy, Pixar, Yeah. If you're listening.
They actually are listening.
Yeah, yeah. They are listening.
Is that when the mom got to Sunnyside, she opened the trunk and she pulled the box out. And the box clearly has handles because that's what the toys are looking through. And she chose to carry it without the handles. Yeah, okay. So the toys could look through the hole. I get it. Right. Like, we need it for storytelling. But it actually makes no sense why she wouldn't carry the box by the handles. And it drives me insane.
Maybe that attention to detail, Melanie, that you're a guest on this
episode. Thank you.
Wait, but what if it was really heavy so it was easier to pick up from underneath?
She didn't even pick it up from underneath, really. She just had it on, like, either side. I guess her fingers were underneath, but she just held it. She deliberately didn't use the handles.
Just got her nails done.
The second I noticed it, the toys popped out of the handle hole to see Sunnyside and being like, there's a rainbow on the window.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, I'll let it pass.
I see what you're saying.
I was furious.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. That's a
didn't go
Pixar.
Unnoticed by me.
Maybe what? She knew that she was going to have to open the door, so she had her hand underneath the box so she could have one free hand. Because instead of holding on to the thing, she would have to adjust her weight.
Sure, but it was a swingy door. I don't think it was a knob door.
Well, yeah. You know what? The good thing is that these Pixar animators had this exact same discussion.
Yeah. And they're like, no one's going to care. They get it. Then she swings open the door to be greeted by Bonnie's mom, which I also noticed is wearing some kind of weird campfire vest.
Yeah, I know.
With patches.
She looks like a troop, like a... not even troop leader, but like a
so
Girl Scout.
Square, so she's weird looking. Go. It's like, is this a teacher costume you found somewhere? I don't know.
I thought
what
about
to
it.
Say.
I'm like, that looks like my campfire vest from second grade, with patches and everything. It was so weird.
She's a wilderness explorer.
Yes, I think so. It might be like
it
an
is
up reference.
Weird. Because Bonnie's not wearing anything like that, right?
No.
It's not like they do it together.
Bonnie's so cute.
Oh, so we eat Bonnie and Bonnie. So Bonnie's mom knows Andy's mom somehow.
Yeah, because they all live in the same neighborhood. Yeah.
And I guess Andy probably used to go to this daycare.
Right.
Yeah.
And Molly. But they haven't seen each other in a while because her kids are older. And she's re-meeting Bonnie.
Yeah, and she drops off the box, and that's when Bonnie peeks in and is like, but her mom's like, no, this
and
is
she
going.
Makes the cutest face. You know?
Yeah.
She's making the cutest face. She's also playing with the weirdest doll.
Who will have a major role later.
Thing. Holy moly. Guacamole. What the hell is that thing? No one plays. That's not a toy you play with. That's a
it's
toy
an old donated
scare
toy.
People with.
It's an old donated
she
toy.
She was like cuddling. Oh, she was cuddling that doll. I was like, no, girl. That
she's a good toy player.
Yeah.
She accepts everyone.
She does not.
Doesn't discriminate.
Yeah. She does not discriminate.
So
they drop off the box,
and all of a sudden the new toys or the old toys are excited.
Yeah,
and we get to meet lots of Huggin' Bear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a cameo. The director is the Jack in the Box that says, new toys.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the director.
Lee Unkrich.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So everybody's like so jazzed to be there. The toys are all wide eyed. They're like, wow, this is amazing. We're going to get played with. This is incredible. We haven't been played with in forever.
Meanwhile, Woody's like, I don't know. Something's off. This is weird.
He's so
we need
loyal.
To go back home.
He's like,
exactly.
We gotta get back.
Loyal.
We're Andy's toys.
Yeah, the other guys are like completely converted. They are
like, we are in.
They want to be played with.
We are in. Everything looks great. They get a tour of the whole facility.
They meet Ken.
Ken is hilarious. Well, one of my favorites.
Yes.
And Ken and Barbie lock eyes and Dreamweaver place.
They were made for each other.
Oh my God. The shots of that, like, all the Ken and Barbie interactions, like if I imagine it being live people and like shots, like when he's like, yeah, it's everything I need. Just don't want to share it with any exits frame.
Oh my God. It's so funny. Michael Keaton really turned out this performance.
I love Michael Keaton.
It was really good.
He's really good.
He really is.
Also, the way
best.
Ken moved was so funny to me.
It was very. Well, also, this is earlier when Woody was running after the garbage truck, we got to see Woody run again.
That's
which
right.
is an insane run.
So crazy.
And I love it.
So
he's got
weird.
Flimsy legs.
Yeah. He's just like, ah.
He held himself up.
Yeah, but I also love the way that Ken walked. It was very, I mean, he's a Barbie.
Yeah, he's a Barbie. Great.
Yeah.
Stiff. Oh, it's perfect. And Barbie moves like that too. And
yeah.
Just walking toward him. Oh my God. It's so
they
fun.
Like fall in love with each other.
Yeah.
And Lotso Bear is like showing them around. And,
yeah.
and they start off at the butterfly room, which is like
older kids.
And then he introduces, he's like, this is where you'll be staying, the caterpillar room,
which
looks beautiful.
They're like, oh my God, there's two stories. There's like a cute little that top story thing, which is so cute.
And then that's when the kids come in.
Yeah, because then Woody's like, I gotta go, bye. And everyone else is like, okay, well, bye. Yeah.
How about how Woody doesn't even shake Buzz's hand?
Yeah, well, he's... Yeah.
He throws shade instead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he's and upset. Bullseye wants to go with him, but Woody won't let him.
I mean, did anybody think about Jon Snow?
No.
When Bullseye was like, like to Woody, and Woody turned around, I thought about... Does anyone watch Game of Thrones?
I don't.
No. I don't.
Oh, shit.
Don't. That's so funny.
None for of you listeners out crazy. There.
You guys, do you
understand? For those of you who watch Game of Thrones, it's like when Jon looked at the direwolf before he left for the South and everyone was pissed he didn't pet him.
Oh, wow.
It's like that
wow.
moment.
Yeah,
it's
exactly wow. Like I hear it. Moving I hear on. It.
I feel it.
I no,
feel
I hear it. It's a good comparison.
I feel it too. I feel it too.
I feel it. I feel it.
Yeah. Bullseye in a way is a dire wolf because he's so like, he is like a dog.
He makes dog sounds.
It's a dog.
Well, that's another thing where horses are like dogs. It's a very Disney thing where horses are dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Barbie gets to go off with Ken.
Yeah.
Because he knows. She gets upgraded.
He knows what's up.
Yeah.
They move really fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She moves in with him.
But like when it's right, it's right. M-F-E-O. You know? Yeah. So Woody goes off and he escapes out the bathroom and there's really funny physical comedy in there.
Yeah,
in there
so
where he's like climbing up on the toilet paper and the toilet roll starts
and
unwind.
He puts the toilet paper on the toilet
yes.
so he doesn't get dirty.
What a weird
the
detail. Yeah, so interesting. Also, I love how like now Pixar is like, oh, finally we have the technology. Let us just showcase people as often as possible.
Yeah.
Because in the first Toy Story, it's like, no people.
Yeah.
And then the second Toy Story is like, some people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is like, yeah, bring in all the humans.
This janitor guy.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
So
and he
good.
Like he looks in the mirror and you think he sees Woody, but then it focuses in, which is another really cool feat of technology, I assume, where it's a smudge that he's looking
so
at.
Cool.
Ugh. Yeah. Love
Woody
it.
Woody leaves.
Yeah, Woody gets off out. He gets to the roof where he sees the kite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he decides to fly out with the kite and he makes it over.
And he loses.
And
his
this is very his
hat.
Match moment. The match moment from
match
Toy
moment.
Story 1,
that's right.
Where it's like he finally made it across and then a huge gust of wind blows him
Dang.
Up again.
Woody's. Natural predator.
Yeah, wind. And then he falls down to the ground, loses his hat, and then is hanging on the tree by his
pole. Oh, it's
string.
Like a very, like a Mission Impossible pose where he's like,
but guess who
almost
finds
on
him?
The ground.
Bonnie!
Oh,
yeah.
We love her.
So
why
she
is
takes
by
him.
Herself? Or is her mom nearby?
She's running to. Here's the thing about Bonnie's vest wearing mom. I have serious issues with her, okay? First, why is Bonnie walking down the street by herself out of sight of her mother?
How old do we think Bonnie is?
Well, this is the question. Because the indication is like her mom's in the car. And she's like, Bonnie, get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Said no mother to an apparent four-year-old ever.
Mm.
And then she gets in the car. No car seat. No one puts her in a car seat.
Ooh, yeah.
She just hops in the back seat nonchalant. So I'm like, she's not a car-seated baby, which means she's got to be...
Five?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think five-year-olds still wear something, like a seat. Maybe they can get in it themselves.
Yeah.
Unless they're, like, I guess a certain
she
weight.
She cannot be older than five, though.
But
she
looks three.
Yeah,
but
she looks
that
three.
Makes sense that she isn't at daycare anymore because she's going to school.
Well, she's definitely older, I think, than the monster toddlers that we're about to meet.
Yeah.
Because she plays with her toys a little more sophisticated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but she just looks tiny.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was just like. The car seat, but again, suspended his belief.
Jury's
it is an animated
out.
Movie, but
I mean, rats controlling humans, I understand, but
this
cars with
yours
tongues, I believe it.
Yeah,
no car seats.
Yeah, no, this is where I draw the line. Yeah.
So we go back to the other toys and they're kind of lamenting about Woody and they're like, college is no place for a toy.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
But that's when all the kids come in.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. Like
all these monster kids. As Melanie said,
is
monster kids.
Traumatic.
Very traumatic.
Oof.
Wow, with the other toys hiding
it,
and
like,
Buzz is like, something's off.
Yeah. But he realized it way too late.
It stresses me out
okay, what
so
do we
much.
See? We
okay.
saw kids. Sticking potato head things in their mouth and nose.
Yeah, so Jesse's hair is getting like pulled, painted, glitter and glue on
ham.
Rex's tail's pulled off.
Oh.
Yeah, the kid puts Mr. Potato Head's eye in his nose.
Gross.
And I don't, just like
Slinky
violence.
Has the like aliens inside of his slinks.
The Buzz Lightyear lick moment was so good. That shot with like the mouth coming in.
It is gross because like public toys are just gross.
Yes.
Yeah. Like shared toys.
That. Yeah, that's like a real thing. Yeah.
Everything's just destroyed. Like I'm just imagining like crayon covered toys with like layers of germs. Ooh.
This is too much.
Kids are gross.
Hey, we were kids once.
Yeah.
But
I didn't do that.
Own toys, you're usually more respectful, I suppose. Yeah. But then when it's just like, who knows who's touched these things? Oof.
True.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And so...
So as like as Buzz is being beaten up, he looks and sees the butterfly room and how everyone's gently playing with toys, like brushing doll's hair.
Just a bear. Like, that's the game. Like,
I do this for 4 hours.
Yeah, just hug this thing.
And so, Buzz is like, something's up here. Yeah. This isn't right.
Yeah, they got in the wrong room.
There's a mistake. Yeah.
Then we cut to Bonnie's tea party at home.
Amazing. Yes. This is so cute.
This is where we meet Mr. Prickle Pants and Trixie and Dolly and what's the unicorn's name? Buttercup.
There's
Buttercup.
Also Totoro. He doesn't speak.
Oh, yeah.
A little Totoro.
He's so cute. So
Totoro.
Yeah, it's that little like gray giant
gray cat thing.
It's from My Neighbor Totoro.
It's from a Studio Ghibli.
Which was an associated with Disney at one point.
It's okay.
Or
no, I just
still
missed it.
Distributed in
he's
the
kind
US.
Of around. Yeah. But he doesn't say anything.
He's very cute.
So we see Bonnie playing with the toys and she's just very sweet.
So sweet.
And nice. Yeah. She leaves the room and the toys talk so nicely about her.
Yeah. They love her. It's like another Andy.
Yeah.
I love when she comes back and she's in the microwave and she's like, beep, boop, boop, boop. Like, put in the time. Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's a little touch row.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like, gotta make food.
Yeah, it's so cute. And the jelly beans and the poison. I mean, it's just, it's all
it's
too much.
So cute. Yeah. And so Woody's having fun, too. Yeah. He's like, he's I like so this.
Yeah.
I remember this. And then, again, we see, like, the aftermath of the toys at Sunnyside who are all beaten up. And they're kind of just, like, trying to pull themselves back together. It's very much like, oh,
they're
boy.
So dirty.
What happened? Yeah. Oh, dirty and worn out. And, like, they need massages. They needed a week of R&R.
Buzz like cracks his back.
Yeah. Buzz is like, I'm going to talk to Lotso about this. I think we should be transferred to the butterfly room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they all find they're locked in to the room. And they have this another plan to launch Buzz through the open window above the doorway.
Which he calls something. What is that thing called? He's like, did anyone else notice the blah, blah, blah? Yes. And he calls it something, and I've never known that's what those weird window above
what
doors in classrooms
called?
Are called. I'm going to look it up.
He did say it, and I don't remember
Buzz
what he
knows
said.
The word, and we don't know the word.
This is what
toys
I'm saying.
Toys are smarter
than
us.
Wow, toys are smarter than us. Mm-hmm. So we also get a little hint of Barbie and Ken saying, I love you. And he's like, no, no, you start it.
So
oh, see,
so
I say it. No,
crazy.
You start it.
So crazy.
It's so funny. And we see some of the goons passing and they're on their way to some kind of meeting. And this meeting is actually a poker game in the top of a vending machine.
Yeah.
Buzz sneaks on in. And they're playing like a roulette kind of casino game with one of those like
speak and spell things.
Like
so
spinny
funny.
Things.
Yeah.
And they're talking about the new toys and that they're all disposable.
Mm-hmm.
And
Buzz doesn't like that.
No.
He's about to tell everyone it, but then
he
big
gets
baby
caught.
Or what's his name?
Yeah,
friggin' big baby.
Big baby.
Yeah, big baby is so creepy. Is it transom? Does that sound right?
Transom?
Transom.
Not
did
ransom,
anyone else
but transom?
Notice the transom?
Hey, did anybody notice the transom? It's
no,
open.
He doesn't say that.
The transom's open.
Oh, man,
launch
what
me
did
through
he
it.
Say?
What did you Google, Melanie?
Window above
so
door.
So right now it says window above door, and then I did window above door name Toy Story 3. that did nothing.
Very specific. We're going to find it out.
The
we're
big
it
baby
out.
Was voiced by a baby named Woody.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Like a real baby?
A real
like
baby.
A real baby. What they like tested heck? A bunch of, they auditioned a bunch of babies and they picked the one named Woody.
They were like, coo, coo for us.
Mama? Yeah, that one.
So we cut to Woody who's sneaking away from Bonnie who's sleeping now and he finds her address, which is on her backpack. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to figure out, okay, so if this is her address, how do we get home? And then we come back. They tie up Buzz, and Lotso arrives, and he's like, "Oh no, we can't tie up Buzz. What are you all doing?"
You're like, "Oh, Lotso's such a great guy.
This isn't how we treat people."
Strawberry smelling bear is so cool.
We did not talk about how Buzz rides in on the back of a truck, like a dump truck, as if he's royalty or something.
Oh, Lotso.
Yeah. Did I say Buzz?
You said
Buzz. But Lotso. Sorry. Lotso. Yeah, he like rolls on in like he's royalty, and he's just, you know.
Well, he
the
owns
king.
The place. It's like his thing, you
the
know.
The king of Sunnyside.
Yeah. But you think he's, you know, you think he's nice.
You think he's good, but then he's actually bad.
And so Buzz is like, "Oh, great." And he asks to be transferred to the other room. And Lotso's like, of course, we'll transfer you. Sure. And Buzz says, "Okay, great. So like me and all my friends will be transferred." And Lotso's like, no.
Who's going to play with those monster babies?
Exactly. No. So manipulative. He's like, somebody's got to work with them.
Yeah.
You got to climb up through these ranks.
Which is funny because, if anything, Lotso Bear and Big Baby should be toys in the grasshopper.
Exactly.
They're meant for younger children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. He'll get less injured.
They'd get destroyed, though.
And then we meet Bookworm.
Yeah.
Is that from a real...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's what like is a little glowworm toy. I forget what it's called now, but
I just remember those glowworms.
Right?
Yeah.
They were toys, though, right?
Yeah.
Were they stuffed animals or were they like...
They were stuffed animals, but they glowed.
Oh, the light up ones?
They were like
nightlight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They glued?
Yeah.
They
were like... What's the past of glow?
They glowed?
They glowed.
Right. Okay. That sounds wrong to me,
though. They glue?
They glued.
They glowed.
Yeah.
They glowed.
Glued.
Yeah. Glued. Yeah. But he has the manual, I guess, for every toy ever. Mm-hmm. And he finds the Buzz Lightyear one. It was under Lightyear. And that's when they find how to reset him.
So they
put him in demo mode.
Yeah.
Which is like some form of brainwashing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I imagine.
Really hard to watch.
It is. They unscrewed him. That felt so vulgar to me.
Yeah.
Like the unscrewing of Buzz Lightyear. His I was back. Like, oh, like, you're seeing him naked. Weird. It's
weird. So we cut to Mrs. Potato Head, and she can see Andy in his room from her missing eye, which is so
kind of
funny.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And he's like freaking out, right? He's like, "Where are the toys, Mom?" Like,
and yes, she sees that they are missing. He is missing them.
Yeah. So Woody was right that Andy wanted to put them in the attic and not get rid of them.
Yeah. And just like that, they gotta go home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like,
gotta
go home. Andy wants us. We gotta go.
And then that's when Lotso comes and he confronts them all and he threatens them and he says, you know, somebody's got to be in this room.
Yeah.
It's you guys.
And he locks them up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, in the cages.
Yes. Yeah. And now Buzz is one of his henchmen because he's in
he's like
demo mode.
The guy.
He beats them up, you guys. Buzz Lightyear
he's
beats
actually
up his
violent.
Friends. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And smart decision, Pixar, to not show that. Like, because that would be traumatizing to children.
Mm-hmm. The thing about being in the hole is a reference to another movie, and now I forget which one.
Well, it's probably...
It's a lot.
It's like a war movie.
A lot of them. It's like a classic prison. This, from here on out, it's just a prison movie.
So apparently the animators watched every Prison Break movie that they could to make this movie, which is pretty clear.
I see that.
It reminds me a lot of like The Great Escape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That cool might be the
Luke.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, both of those very much.
Shawshank Redemption.
Name another one. Name another one.
We Getting Out of Prison.
Oh yeah, I love that one.
We Getting Out of Prison too.
Oh, Green that was
Mile?
Even better.
Green Mile. Wait, do they escape prison?
No,
I don't think that's
no.
a break movie.
It's just a prison movie.
That's just an electrocution prison. Movie.
Cage T. That's
devastating.
That's just another Tom Hanks.
yes, Tom Hanks. Good.
Breaking.
Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah, that one's my favorite.
They're breaking out of prison, too.
Exactly.
Paddington Bear, he breaks out, I think. Paddington 2, I think.
Paddington,
one of the Paddingtons, he breaks out.
Mm-hmm. All of these movies. Mm-hmm. So
what happens? They send Mr. Potato Head
to the
hole.
Yeah, which is the sandbox.
The sandbox with the Lincoln Logs.
Yeah. Logs.
And it's torturous because why exactly? I wasn't totally sure. There's just sand in there.
It's dark and sandy.
And cold.
And you can't see.
Yeah, and instead of Lincoln Logs, it's actually
dry.
So people poop in there?
Well, I guess Potato Head has a joke about like, it might be Lincoln Logs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a poop reference.
It's a poop. Poop is funny.
It's a poop. Poop's funny. Poops. Butts are funny. We got some good butt jokes in here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, lots of, yeah, he treats this like it's the army. He talks about how they have to pay their dues. He and when he throws Woody's hat at them and he's like,
your friend's dead.
Yeah, think about this. Yeah. And of course, they're all like, what the heck happened to Woody?
Yeah.
And then we cut to Woody again, who fortunately, or Trixie has a computer. Mm-hmm. So Woody has the addresses and he maps them a la Google Maps. And Trixie gets a little chat from her.
That's so funny.
Boyfriend.
I know.
Yeah.
She's like, nothing.
Just a toy. Definitely a toy, not a human. I'm not catfishing a human being.
So
definitely not catfishing a human.
Catfished
person.
By a little dino toy. Oh my God.
Oh, so sad.
So they see.
Yeah, Trixie's a villain here. There's an alternate reality storyline where Trixie's just catfishing everyone.
So we see that Andy's house is right around the corner.
So close.
What are the chances? Mm-hmm. And when Bonnie's toys have heard about Sunnyside, they're like, how did you get out?
But he's like, oh my God.
Wait, what? He's like, wait,
and then
what?
Praying on my hero.
We meet the sad clown.
Oh, Chuckles.
Oh my God.
Chuckles gives
what
us
a brilliant
little
shot when they're like little Chuckles and it's from behind. He's up there.
It's so the noir-y.
With Chuckles. So much so that he's my two-time.
I'll take it instead of a lumpy
clown. I was like, this is a better version of the lumpy clown in the
Red's Dream. It's very Red's Dream, one of the Pixar shorts.
Love the look of that toy is the I mean, I'm just obsessed with the way that it looks. I would be so happy to get a tattoo on my body. It would be
he's so sad.
Just love it.
Super sad.
And it's definitely sad Chuckles.
I love it.
Happy Chuckles.
I like when he's wet and his purple hair is down it's against like his face. But then when they shoot back to him dry, it's out.
Yeah.
So he tells a sad story of how he and Lotso came from the same.
It's basically his Jesse's story.
It's really sad.
Yeah. And so it was him, Lotso, and Big Baby.
Yeah.
And they lived with a little girl. And then Daisy and her family went on a trip and somehow they got left behind.
I've never heard of toys getting left on the side of the road as much as I've seen it in Toy Story movies.
Yeah, they do. Right?
Literally the side of a road in the middle of nowhere.
It's just carelessness on her parents' part, honestly, because she falls asleep so she can't keep track of them.
Yeah.
But all the parents I know who have kids who are obsessed with certain toys would be like, get her in the car seat.
Number one, they have a car
seat. I'm a new aunt, so I know how this goes now. Get her in the car seat and then be like, oh my God, where's Lotso?
Yeah.
Where's the baby?
Yes.
Okay, you have like, it's that thing.
Yes. Yeah.
So the parents just like really dropped the ball
bad
on that
parents.
Unless they were for some reason in a huge rush to get away from the side of the road where with a patch of dirt.
The picnic, I guess.
Picnic.
Yeah.
They were in a rush.
Whatever. They really screwed up.
I'll also say this. It's weird, Daisy, for you to have a baby toy, a bear, that's not weird, but this weird clown.
The clown is weird.
That's not a toy you should play with, Daisy. That's a weird.
She's a Bonnie. She doesn't discriminate.
She doesn't. Yeah.
And there's really no rhyme or reason to the toys that kids are drawn to.
That's true.
This is true. Also, maybe it was a gift or like a hand me down or like something that was like in their house and she decided it was a friend.
Chuckles feels very
1950s.
Yeah.
I had a marionette clown that I liked playing with.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I will say, actually, one of my favorite toys was this, like, it was like a squeaky, like, I think it was a dog toy, actually, but it was like from, like, this character called Cantinflas, which is like a Mexican character that I had in Colombia. And it was like my favorite thing that I've ever owned. And I held on to that for a very long time.
That's so sweet.
But yeah, it just squeaked. It didn't like move. But I played with that all the time.
Yeah.
I love it.
You like what you like.
So they all made the journey back to Daisy, but then they found Lotso had been replaced.
Something you don't think about with the toy store. It's like there were multiple Woodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was in a toy store in a row of just tons of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's like when we see all the buzzes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We see how vast his reach
but is. It is that thing of like, you know, the parent definitely fucking up and being like, oh, I forgot Lotso Bear, we'll get you a new one right away,
or they're like, look who came home, and they pretend it's the OG, and the kid's like, but he had a tear on his lower back. I know he did. It's like, oh, we took him to the hospital. Yeah.
We're gaslighting you right now.
We're lying to your face, which parents do so often.
He smells the same.
Do better, parents. Do better.
That's my takeaway from Do better,
so,
parents.
The three of them wandered into Sunnyside, and Lotso took over and rigged the system, but somehow Chuckles was like, I'm out of here. This is garbage.
The cool thing, Lotso was very much like, she forgot about us.
Yeah.
Which in fact,
oh yes,
it was just
Lotso.
Well, and to be fair, she didn't even forget about Lotso. She loved him the most and got a new Lotso because of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So he was just hurt.
For the Lotso Bears, though, a fun thing. So they came out with the merchandise for Toy Story 3 before the movie had come out. And all of these people bought these Lotso Bears because they were these strawberry like stuffed animals. And everyone's like, they're so cute.
Oh,
and
like, so, I still want one.
Yeah, so they all bought them for their kids, being like, this is a new Toy Story character and he smells great. And then they watch the movie and they're like, oh, he's the villain.
And the kids were like,
take him away from me. Still, every time I see him, I have to hug it and smell it, and I want to buy it, but I can't.
It was a villain. Yeah, and then when the Inside Out came out, they came out with the merchandise before the movie came out, and there was the Bing Bong, and he smelled like cotton candy, and everyone was like, wait.
Yeah, they're like, we've been hurt in the past.
We've been here before.
Well, wait. And then as soon as they saw the movie, they're like, we gotta get a Bing Bong.
And then they sold out.
Yeah.
Oh, Potato Head was taken and something happened to him. He was tortured, but he's returned. And the toys got a gear up to be played with again because here we go back into the caterpillar room.
Oh, also, this is where Barbie realizes that Ken is a little shady and she like dumps him. Is that where that happens?
She's like, I want to go back.
Oh yeah. A little earlier. She like tells him off, but she gets put into a cage also.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She gets caged. Cause he turns like he becomes like a tyrant. He's like,
yeah. She's like, Ken, what's going on? And that's when she talks about a fair government, like being governed by the people.
It's so good.
Yeah.
She gives a little speech.
She's well rounded.
She's great.
So Woody has snuck back in via Bonnie's backpack, and he sees that it's just crazy. It's like madness in there. And the toy phone rings for Woody to pick it up.
Yeah. Love it in the corner.
Love that. So because cool. When they first show up to Sunnyside, that little car toy...
He's trying to communicate with him.
Yeah. Ooh, it's actually chilling. Ooh,
yeah, he's like trying to warn him.
Also, but he has no expression, but he's a little bit of an expression.
He has a smile on his face, but then the voice...
The eyes.
The eyes are weird, and it's an unsettling toy. It's like one of those very old toys.
So old.
It's like creepy and cute at the same time.
This was like a real toy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Like that before.
But then it's so weird because the face looks like a cute little thing, but then the voice is actually like a
straight up gumshoe.
Yeah. And he basically tells Woody about what's happening here, and he's like, if you want to escape, and then he goes into like the whole ocean,
the only way out
11 type thing
where
like he tells you how you actually, like, so many toys have tried to escape, but
he tells him the tips and like how it's set up, what the walls are like, you know, as if it's a jail. You got to get by the monkey and you can't these walls are so high.
Which, just continuity, did you notice that when Buzz goes like out the first time to see what's up when he discovers the poker game? No surveillance trucks in the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. Like, but then they're like, it's locked down. And then next time they're trying to get out, there's all these surveillance. Again, just details. Just little details that the children the show was intended for are not noticing. I noticed.
Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know.
Maybe they were on a break.
Maybe they're not there
all the time.
They wanted Buzz to sneak out so that they could
recruit him. Maybe it was before Lotso knew they wanted out. So now he's like, we got to lock down. We're on lockdown. That's what it was.
Code increased security.
That's what it was.
So Woody's reunited with the rest of them. They're all surprised he's alive. And Jesse admits that they were wrong to leave Andy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then they like mope a little bit and they're like, you know what? We got to get the heck out of here.
They get a plan.
They huddle
their
up.
Their plan cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So their plan is that Mr. Potato Head is going to fake being in his cage and then sneak out through like a pita?
Tortillas.
Oh, tortilla.
Yeah. Oh my God. So funny.
It's
so
weird. This part I don't want to question it.
Yeah.
Dying.
Really. And then.
No, it's so funny.
Barbie is going to woo her way back in with Ken so that she can get information from him.
Mm-hmm. And then who fights? There's a fight and then Slinky Dog.
Oh, Ham and Rex fight.
Oh, Ham and Rex fight.
Yeah.
Slinky Dog slinks out of there to help Woody.
Yeah.
Get to the monkey.
Who is looking at a wall of security footage.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the daycare center. It's
truly.
He's just staring at that footage, like waiting for movement.
But you can see, this is how cool the technology is. You can see it's like red beady eyes, like look at so hungry to be like, I can't wait for something to go wrong.
So
I
the anticipation, they really capture it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Also, like this monkey in particular gives me the heebie-jeebies there's a movie that came out in the 90s called Monkey Shines, and it's a horror movie about a capuchin monkey who like attacks his owner. But the poster of it is that like symbol monkey, and it like was ingrained in my childhood as like being completely terrifying. Yeah. So when I saw it in the movie, I was like, that's the Monkey Shine monkey. Mm-hmm. What the heck? It's crazy. Anyway,
it's terrifying.
It is. It's the scariest thing in this movie.
So Woody and Slinky Dog are able to apprehend him. They tape him down. And Ken and Barbie go to Ken's closet and she asks Ken to model a few outfits.
Oh, God. Brilliant.
It's like over 20 outfits in the whole movie. Like
they are so weird because it's like, this is a daycare. They had money to get all
there's
these
like a
clothes?
Whole dream house there with the clothes inside all nicely.
Oh, yeah.
And like nicely kept too. Yeah. They're not all torn up like everything
else.
Well,
he's in the nice kid room. They take care of their toys.
I did think it was funny earlier when he was like, this is my dream house. And I was like, is it yours or is it Barbie's?
It's Barbie's. you're right. Well, they make a little weird. They make little jokes here and there, which I was a little like, I don't know.
You're
if
a girl's
I'm,
toy.
I don't know if I like this.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
But
well, it's funny because I think, like, had that, that wouldn't be in there today.
No, not at all.
This movie's absolutely only not. 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 9 years true. Is still a lot, though. It's almost a decade.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, they make a lot of little jokes about that. All these outfits are based on real Barbie and Ken.
They're
outfits.
So
I believe
good.
It.
I think it's
I believe
so fun.
It.
Yeah.
So Jesse slides this is where she slides a tortilla under the door. Mr. Potato Head assembles himself using the tortilla.
Don't question it.
So really silly. Odd, really
I remember
odd.
Also, like,
where
dying.
Did the tortilla go?
Oh my God.
A kid left their lunch. A kid left their lunch
and
they were like, oh, I know. It's that kid who eats the single tortilla every day. Yeah, we got it.
But, to be fair, he can work on anything because originally Mr. Potato Heads did not come with the plastic potato. You were supposed to put them on real.
Are you serious?
Potatoes.
You're kidding me.
No. Yeah. And then they decided they were too sharp, so they made the plastic one with little pegs instead.
Whoa.
Potatoes are too sharp.
No, the
too sharp
the,
in that
the,
equation.
Like the eyes and the like the,
oh, the
accessories.
The pointers
Because you would have to stick them in. So Ken comes out in a karate outfit and Barbie attacks him asking for info about what happened to Buzz.
Yeah, she ties him up and then she threatens him by ripping up his outfits.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny. She knows how to get to him.
Yeah.
And that's when he admits that they changed his settings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Mr. Potato Head's on the move and Barbie rips the clothing. So a pigeon attacks Mr. Potato Head and shreds him apart.
The most unsettling part of this movie. And there was a dang monkey with cymbals. No.
Yeah. They reset.
It's horrifying.
They reset Buzz, but they hold the button too long and it becomes Spanish
Buzz. Yeah.
And Spanish
is hilarious.
Buzz is so funny because he's very romantic toward Jesse.
Yeah. It's so interesting to be like, this is what y'all think Spanish people are like. Super romantic. Very passionate. It's very funny.
I mean, Buzz is, at least.
But you know who's into it?
Jesse.
She's super into it.
She loves it. I love his movements are so funny.
They're really
funny. He becomes so fluid.
I know.
He's a good dancer.
When technically it would just be like the same text.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Oh, for sure. And also.
we'll talk about this at the end with the
movements.
Gender.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are we waiting till the end?
Well.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Potato Head becomes Mr. Cucumber Head.
Yeah. He finds a cucumber. Who knows?
In the garden.
It's a healthy looking cucumber for like a daycare garden. Yeah. I was very impressed.
They've been working on it for a really long time.
He also doesn't like it. He feels too healthy.
Yeah.
So he puts his potato face back on. And the big baby is patrolling the yard and Buzz does this amazing dance and there's like saucy guitar music playing and he's like romancing Jesse, like twirling her around and stuff. Oh,
the baby
insane.
On the swing turning its head around is also horrifying.
Yes.
Yes.
That baby is so scary. And so the fact weird. That it's like naked kind of, you see it's
yeah,
like
it doesn't have
just
clothes
yeah.
on.
Cloth clothes. Body.
Clothes on.
And it's drawn on.
One eye is down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of the baby head from Toy Story.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It probably was a big baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Could be. Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
So Woody arrives and he and Jesse hug. And of course, Buzz is threatened by this.
Yeah.
Lotso arises. They make their way to the trash chute and gets them to go back.
Yeah,
in.
They're trying to get to the trash chute so they can escape. But that's when Lotso shows up and he's he foils their plan.
Jesse calls him a liar and a bully. Yeah. And Barbie's also like, yeah, this is bullshit.
And this is when Ken joins Barbie's side.
And Big Baby, right?
Yeah.
He turns.
Yeah. Basically, Woody is like, Lotso, what are you doing this for? And then he's like, it's because Daisy, he's like, Daisy didn't want you. And then basically Woody like pulls at Big Baby's heartstrings and is like, no, like, you don't have to be like this. You can be good. And that's when Big Baby gets so upset with Lotso because Lotso like,
manipulated him.
Yeah.
Or her or them.
Yeah.
Well, he has that little Daisy chain.
Yeah.
So cute.
And it's like, Daisy still loved you. Like, you don't have to be like this. And that's when Big Baby pushes Lotso into the
trash.
But then they all try to escape before the truck gets there. But that's when one of the aliens gets caught. And then so Woody goes to save the alien. But then Lotso pulls Woody in.
Mm-hmm.
And so then all the characters are like, we got to save Woody. So
but then they fall in there.
And they all go in, except for Ken and Barbie. Because isn't there a moment where Jesse's like, get him, girl.
Yeah.
And she like, lets Barbie go off with Ken.
Yeah. And then so they're in the truck and they go to the landfill. And there's
in the most harrowing.
Yeah.
Scene. Oh God, it's
the whole
much.
Thing is so stressful. So they get there immediately. The aliens get like run over by a car.
Something,
right? They see
the claw.
So they go off to the claw. They disappear, and that's when the rest of them get into the conveyor belt.
Yeah, and Buzz gets smashed, but that turns him back normal.
Yes.
So he's not in the Spanish mode anymore. And they all get scooped up in the trash, and they start to get separated from each other. They struggle.
Yeah.
And they also help free Lotso.
Yeah.
They're good people.
Oh, good people. Woody's like,
they
know, we're on this together.
They all grab the metal so they don't get...
That's so cool, too.
Squished.
I wonder, is that the proper way to do... Like, is that real?
I'm thinking the whole time that this is happening, like, is this what happens to trash?
Same.
Because I kept thinking, we make so much trash. What do we do with it?
Yeah. It is sorted. I mean, water is also filtered.
Though, I'm like,
it pulls out the metal so they don't...
So it doesn't clog up that machine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, or like break the machine.
Yeah.
But then,
and then
why
the next,
do we recycle?
They all.
Some people don't.
Yeah.
Head toward the incinerator.
Yeah. Well, they are like, they push Lotso up so that he can press the button to stop
Which
it.
Which he doesn't.
But he doesn't. He's like,
Forget you guys.
Yeah, he's basically
Lotso
like, screw
still
you.
Still hasn't learned anything.
So he then, never does, actually.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So they're all going to die. They're about to get into the fire. Mm. And this is the scene where they cut it off at the NYU screening.
I can't believe
where
that.
They're so all weird. Like facing the fire and they're all like, what are we going to do? And that's when Buzz just holds onto Jesse's hand.
The hand holding.
Yeah. And then they all just grab hands and it's really sad.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Hysterical.
It's crazy that they have fought their entire, in the trilogy,
hysterical.
They have only fought. They've only activated. And then when they look literally at death itself, they just give up.
The resignation on their faces is so poignant. It really, it's like you see them all have the recognition and then like, well, we're going to go down together. It's
they just hold hands. It is brutal. It's gruesome.
Especially like,
I wept,
you know, growing up with these characters, you're like, fight, there's gotta be a way.
And but they're then like, they're what just really like, don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But then the deus ex machina.
I mean, the most like, okay, thank you.
Yeah. That claw.
The claw.
I don't even care. Yeah. Don't question it. Yeah. It's like the tortilla.
You don't care. Yeah, I don't even care that somehow those aliens got up into a control booth and figured out where those toys were in the middle of a gigantic heap and were able to scoop them up in a notoriously impossible game.
I believe it. Yeah. And so they saved them. Out. And then this is a funny moment where Mr. Potato Head says, "We're eternally grateful."
Oh, yeah. And he's like, "My boys." And they're like, "Dad." Or whatever they said.
It's very funny.
He has hated them forever. And Lotso sneaks off, but then he gets picked up by the trash guy.
Yeah. And they
put on
him,
a trash garbage truck for the rest of his life. Where he belongs.
So funny,
pin him to the front of the truck.
With those like other toys, like that frog. I love that frog.
Keep your mouth closed or whatever. Yeah, by the way, all they all have this voice for me. It's just like, I'm a toy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
this is my toy voice.
This is it. They go home on the trash truck.
Yeah, they're like, how are we going to get home? And that's when they say Sid. And he's like, he's like singing along.
Garbage truck.
Yeah.
So Andy's finishing packing his car. They all rinse themselves off, which I think is a fun detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All like, me too, because I was thinking the whole time, how are they going to get clean?
Yeah.
You're so gross. Very nice. So Woody says this isn't goodbye. They all tell him take care because like he's like, I'm going to college.
Yeah.
Andy goes to donate his toys to Bonnie's house.
Yeah, because of a note that Woody leaves.
Oh, very slickly. Yeah. Yes, he writes the post-it of her address and puts it on the box.
Because he was going to put them all in the attic.
That's right. That's right. And so he kind of is like, Mom, I'm going to go donate toys. And Mom's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
So smart, Woody.
Yeah. So he drops them off at Bonnie's. This is very cute because we see Bonnie is playing and she has like a ghost bakery going on.
The ghosts are in the bakery.
Yeah, it's very funny. And then Andy shows up, and it's also very funny because this is a little kid thing where she's like, she sees the strange man, and she's like,
yeah.
Also hiding behind Mom.
Yeah.
When he shows up.
She's like scared, but this is when Andy introduces Bonnie to all the toys, and it's very cute.
This
how
is
like,
a tearful moment.
Oh, for sure.
It's me where I'm like,
the tearfulest. Yeah. When he got back.
He loves each and every one of them, and you can see it.
He like explains who they are, how he used to play with them, their character game, basically, and it's very cute. And then you see her being surrounded by all the toys.
And he's playing with them again.
Yeah.
For like the last
year. Yeah. And
then he like pulls out the Woody toy, and he's like, wait, you weren't supposed to be here.
Yeah, because Bonnie goes and she looks and she's like, my cowboy. Yeah.
So he's like, what the?
Yeah.
He even like, my cowboy.
He lets go.
Yeah.
He does let go.
But there is a moment where he's like, no, this isn't for you. And then it's like, oh, of course it's for you.
And she's like, there's a snake in my boot.
And he's like, oh, I love when he says, I heard you're really good at playing with toys or whatever he says to her. It's so nice.
Yeah. And so that's when he says goodbye to Woody and all of his
toys.
Yeah. So they play together because he joins in and he's like, Dr. Porkchop, the ghosts are in the bakery. Yeah. So they play.
Oh, no. The ghosts are escaping.
Yeah. So we see them play and then we see them on the porch. And then he's saying goodbye one last time. And then he gets in his car and she waves little
Woody's hand.
And that's when Andy has this like face where he's like, oh, bye.
Yeah.
He gets in his car, drives off. And that's when Bonnie goes inside for like a snack or something like that. And we see all the toys sit upright and they're all saying goodbye.
And we pan to the blue sky with the fluffy white clouds. Yeah, which just is like we opened on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we got all these post credits things. Yeah.
Which is the sunny side after where Ken is now in charge of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like right away. It's not post credits. It's actually like during the credits.
Yeah.
We see a bunch of toys being donated. And one of them is Zurg being donated to Sunnyside. Yeah. Barbie and Ken are now kind of in charge. And they've worked out a system where it looks like they're tag team in the crazy room. There's a note from Ken, which is, that's the one you want to talk about?
Cause, yes. Yeah. Because it's written very beautiful.
Lots of hearts. And they're lots like, of pink.
Wow, Barbie's handwriting is great. And it's like, well, actually, it's
Ken's. And then they have this like disgusted look on their faces, like, what?
Ew, you well, wussy yeah, man, you.
That. Jesse's oh, like, gross. That's not Barbie. It's like, yeah, okay. I
was
like,
what? Why?
There was also
hinting that he's, yeah.
There was like, also okay. another moment where Barbie goes to get the plans of like the manual for mm-hmm. Buzz Lightyear dressed in like oh, a yes. space suit.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
And she's walking away, but she's like pretending to be Ken. And that's when the bookworm looks and is like, high heels.
Oh. Yeah, and it's like,
oh, Ken.
So Ken. He loves Ken. Clothes. He loves clothes.
He could be a freaking drag queen.
Of course he's trying on heels.
Yeah.
He has pretty handwriting. Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Shameful.
Do better, Pixar.
Do better, parents and Pixar.
Yeah. The parents for sure.
I wonder how they would do that now.
They like, probably just jokes. Wouldn't include that.
Yeah, because like there are a lot of other jokes you could do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it does. I mean, I get that they did the high heel thing for like a wait a second. Who is that?
Like to show us that it's Barbie.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the response instead of disgust could be like cool or like, oh,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It just could, that.
No, they just didn't put that kind of thought into it.
No,
of course.
Yeah.
Because it was 9 years ago. But maybe exactly. Now.
They would.
They would be like. Yeah. The bookworm would be like, cool, you know, you can really wear whatever clothes you want. Just like going up.
I want a direct address to the audience. Yeah. Hey, kids.
Yeah. If you're a boy and you want to wear heels, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Or the bookworm anyway, would be like, what size do you wear? I've got some in blue.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
The right choice is looking at those pair of heels, and then we cut back to the bookworm, and he nods. Puts on a wig, puts on lipstick, yeah. and then lip syncs to "You Got a Friend in Me."
Yes,
and then that's when the movie ends.
Yeah, I think we know what to expect in Toy Story 4.
Oh my god,
coming out soon.
Oh my god. Oh,
but part of the closing credits too, we see Spanish Latino Buzz dancing to "You Got a Friend in Me" in Spanish, which I was like, "Oh, cool."
Yes,
maybe sung by the Gypsy Kings.
Yes,
sounded very Gypsy Kingsy. Yeah.
Yeah. Which it was funny because nice. He doesn't know that it's within him. And then Jesse just plays the song and it like comes out of him. Yeah.
I love when Jesse's like, I know about Buzz's Spanish mode.
Oh, yeah. He's
like, what? She knows.
I'm going to get romantic Spanish Buzz. Yeah. Whenever I want.
We also see the two dinos gaming together.
Yeah.
It's really cute. They're just like.
I ship that.
Yeah.
It's like they're playing Twister almost with the keyboard. Yeah. And then the peas all come out of Mr. Potato Head's butt.
Right, there's your butt. There's your butt moment.
That was a good butt moment. Mm-hmm. They were all packed. He's like, I told you, get out of my butt. Literally. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's the end.
The end.
Of Toy Story 3.
That's wow. The butt of Toy Story 3.
It really is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's the moral of Toy Story 3?
What's your takeaway?
Do you believe in life after love?
Sure. Yeah.
That's the moral, is that even though you thought you were done, you can go on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your heart does go on.
My heart will go on.
Mm-hmm. And
is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there's something about like not letting go of your childhood, but like kind of like a putting a period, not a period on it.
A comma.
Yeah, comma.
And an ellipsis.
Yeah, and then the next, it's like helping out. It's like not ending your story, but like helping other people's story.
Yeah, I like
that. I think the moral is, to quote one of my favorite songs,
uh-huh.
You know, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Yes.
It's a new beginning for Bonnie.
Yes.
Just quote semi-sonic.
I thought it was Third Eye Blind. I'm so glad. I thought about saying the artist, and then I was like, the poignancy of what I'm about to say is going to be ruined if listeners are like,
good.
That's not Third Eye Blind. So I held
but it
back.
It could very well be
totally
a Third
could
Eye
have
Blind
been.
Song.
It's semi-sonic. It's closing time, though, for sure.
It's definitely closing
but
time.
But, like, you know,
closing
it's time. A new beginning. It's an ending, for sure. That's why we cry. Yeah. But. Mm-hmm. He's having a new beginning going to college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bonnie's having a new beginning. The toys are having a new, like a brand new beginning.
I love it.
New beginnings.
Yeah.
Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings. And.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine, my takeaway would definitely be another song lyric. which would be Do Better Parents.
Yeah.
That's my favorite
do
song right now.
Do Better Parents.
Do Better Parents.
Get a car seat for your child. Do Better Parents.
Yeah. Ask your kid before you take the trash out. Maybe it was a mistake.
I love that song. I love that Third Eye Blind song.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
That's cool.
Third Eye Blind came out with that, and what was it like? Right after this, right?
Yeah, right.
2011.
It's on the soundtrack.
Oh yeah. Bonus, bonus feature.
Well,
oh, it's so good.
Let's cast ourselves.
Ooh, okay.
Mm. Oscar is all of the trolls.
Yes.
Thank you.
And the sad clown.
Thank you.
And Latino Buzz.
No!
Just the voice of
the dancing.
Locked in.
Let's see.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you are giving me Dolly vibes.
Dolly.
That is 100% correct.
Yes. I That's was 100%. The Bonnie Hunt character in Cars, too.
Yeah.
Am I Bonnie Hunt?
And you were Bo Peep in Toy Story.
But that's not Bonnie Hunt.
Oh, that's not Bonnie Hunt?
That's no. Annie Potts.
Annie Potts.
Oh, Annie Potts. Ooh,
I love it. Oh, yeah. I like Dolly.
She's not a big enough character for you, honestly. She's like, but the vibe is there.
You were
she's
also like a, Black Widow, right? Or not Black Widow. The Bonnie Hunt character from A Bug's Life, too, right?
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Bonnie.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. You are
wow.
Bonnie Hunt.
Oh,
Bonnie
I got to tell her that. I think we're the same person.
Hell yeah.
I like it. I love Bonnie Hunt.
And just like Claire is Bonnie Hunt, I am Tom Hanks.
Yes, you're Woody.
Yes, you are
you're
Woody.
Obviously Woody.
You're Woody.
Naturally.
You're Woody for sure.
Uh-huh.
Melanie.
I'm just sitting with it, you know, I'm thinking. Mm-hmm.
Melanie.
I feel like the obvious choice is like Mrs. Potato Head.
No. No, I don't see that for you.
Mrs. Potato Head. No.
No, no, no,
no.
No. No,
no, no. Do you have fun, like, Trixie vibe?
I can see you as Trixie.
Yeah.
I can see you as Trixie.
There's some, I feel like there's some Rex in my
Rex Rising.
In my soul. Wait, there's one
that. I see Jesse in you, though.
There's one that I just had in my head.
Oh.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Don't you dare say those peas in a pod.
Not the peas in a pod. Not the.
The parsley.
Mrs. Potato Head. Not oh my God, it left me.
There's so many
big
characters.
Baby.
Oh, you're big baby.
I know what you are.
Uh-huh.
You're Bonnie.
Aww.
Oh my God, I'm
you're
so Bonnie.
That's who you are.
Oh, that's right.
You are Bonnie.
That's
100%.
Good one.
There's no doubt about it. Bonnie. You are Bonnie.
Wow, I didn't know that humans were on the table.
Oh yeah.
In that case, I'm so glad I'm not one of those monster parents.
You're Bonnie's mom. That
I'm Bonnie's
terrible.
Mom with the campfire
vest. Oh my
vest.
God.
I am Bonnie.
You are Bonnie,
100%.
You are
I
Bonnie.
I feel like I'm Bonnie.
Like you were very respectable with your toys growing up, too.
Yeah, that's the little 5-year-old me that I technically still am, but will never be again.
No, but
Bonnie.
You are her.
You are her. She yeah. is you. You
God, her. She's so sweet. Okay, I'm taking yeah. it. I'm taking yeah. it and running with it.
Yeah, you both have the same vibe.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of it because I wasn't thinking of the humans.
Yeah.
But now that you've said it, I can't let it go. I will never let it go.
You
I will
also
never let it go.
Rock her outfit of like
the tutu.
Oh
my
God.
And she has a short little bowl cut like I did when I was a kid. I am so Bonnie.
You could also like be her for Halloween. I mean, that is a deep cut.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to, you could be Bonnie for
Halloween. You just have to hold a Buzz and Woody.
It'll be very relevant in Toy Story 4.
She's coming back.
I don't think it's a deep cut because I think Toy Story 4, she's going to be the star.
Oh, she's a major
yeah.
character.
Yeah. She creates Forky.
True.
Well, okay. See you October 31st.
All right.
Okay, time
Let's
to rate Toy
it.
Story 3. On a scale of 1 to 5.
Mr. Tortilla Heads.
Oh, God. Yes, Mr. Tortilla Heads. And the halves are Mr. Cucumber Heads.
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
How many tortilla heads do you give Toy Story 3?
5.
Ah. Why 5?
I love it. It's great. I don't know. I feel like they built so much on what they had before, and there are so many fun characters and so many little side characters, and they just like milk every little moment, every little joke moment for what it is. Of course, I wasn't a big fan of the Ken stuff, and would like to see what they do with him now.
Mm-hmm.
If he's in the new one. Is he in a new one?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
But I really like it. I think it's a really well-told story. Yeah. And it's like nuanced and also silly at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to also give this one a 5. I think it's probably my favorite to rewatch out of the Toy Stories. I think it's also amazing that a third movie could wrap up a trilogy so well. It was such a good movie for it, like made it such a good trilogy overall that I'm like super nervous about Toy Story 4.
Exactly. Ooh, yeah. Didn't it feel like finite after 3?
It definitely made me feel like this was the end and everything wrapped up perfectly. Even the storyline of like Andy and now Andy's moved on and given his toys away. It also came at a good time for me watching this movie because I was in college and I felt like Andy saying goodbye to all my toys, you know? But I felt like it was like a really good movie. Mm-hmm. It's that last scene still gets me. Even watching it today, I was like tearing up and I was like, Toys, Pixar really knows how to get you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Ken stuff will not last, stand the test of time. There's moments, yeah. But overall, it's a good movie. 5.
I agree with that. It is a good movie. It looks cool. It's like I think it's the coolest Pixar movie I've seen yet.
Yeah.
It just in terms of graphics and like the smoothness of everything was so cool. Storyline was great. It's definitely on the darker side of the Pixar movies, which is great for me. I love dark stuff. And that to me, like you guys were talking about the Andy giving away his toys, but for me, the biggest moment was that incinerator moment where they just like give up, because it's like, man, not only it's so funny that like toys can encapsulate so many human emotions and stuff like that, and that feeling of just like, this is it, this is the end. It's like, as an audience watching that, it's like, is this the end of Toy Story? Is this how it's, well, I mean, for those NYU kids, it was.
They thought it was.
But I mean, it was really, really good. The Ken stuff, I got a clock points for that. It is just weird. It's just like so weirdly regressive for what I thought was a progressive company, but I guess not. So for that, I'll give it a 4.
Woo. Well thought.
Still good. 4 is still good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure exactly the criteria, if it's just like how you feel.
It's how you feel.
I mean, I watched it twice.
Yeah.
At the behest of my father, so I would be very prepared for today. And I enjoyed it the second time, and that was within 24 hours. So I rented it, so I only had 24 hours to get all my views.
You still have time to watch it
more. Are we almost done? No, I loved it. I think that it's so sentimental in all the right ways, but it's real. It doesn't like sugarcoat anything. It's like, yeah, this is what happens. Your toys are going to go in the attic and you're going to go to college. And like, oh God, it's also just to think about everything he has ahead of him. It's just too much for me. Like the good
talking
and the
about
bad.
Andy,
mostly
or?
The bad of like college and like the drinking he's gonna do. Like Andy just gave up his toys and he's gonna go get wasted in a week. Like that's the reality of the situation.
No.
I mean, he is in this world, but it's not Pixar world's not real, as we've learned the hard way today. No, I mean, I gotta go with 5. It's just great. It's so good. It's like you said, it's such a good trilogy wrap up. I'm nervous for 4 for that reason as well. It's just so delicious, especially the ending and the death moment, like them like facing death with such courage and together. Yeah, I think that it's just so well done and it looks beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
5.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Toy Story 3.
Good scores all around.
Yeah.
Hey, Melanie, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh, so I'm available on the internet on Hinge and kidding. None of those. So I'm on Instagram.
I would love for you to plug your Hinge profile.
So I'm on all of them: Tinder, Hinge, Bumble. Look at it.
Just like come around these locations. Yeah.
If you liked what you
we'll
heard today,
the
there's more where that came from. I am on Instagram, Melanie, MELANIE _ Field, FIELD.
Ooh, 2 underscores.
2 underscores. Apparently, there was Melanie _ Field before me. So.
Wow. Rude.
Are you guys, do you follow her?
No, but that's a great idea.
You should.
I'm going to look
into
it.
Dialogue happening.
I'm going to look into it for sure. Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's kind of my only social media presence, and it's lacking, but I'm really working on my content.
Yeah. But, you got some great content, yeah, Melanie.
Working on my content, guys.
It's great.
You have a show.
Oh, yeah. I have a show coming out July 10th. I have a show. It's mine. No, I'm in a show called Florida Girls coming out July 10th on Pop TV.
Yeah.
Please watch it. It stars a lot of really funny women telling really funny jokes and being really outrageous. So
yeah.
I think it's really special.
It looks super good.
I'm excited.
Doesn't it look good? They did good with that trailer. Laugh lines. It's fun. We had a great time. And I think it's different than typical for female stories that we've been seeing in of late, so it's cool.
Yeah,
oh, so exciting! Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, right. Melanie, thank you so much for being here. This has been so incredible.
This was so fun.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, there's a truck here.
Yeah,
I guess we can like get sit inside. On it.
Yeah. A garbage truck. Wow,
I'll drive it.
You'll drive it.
Yeah,
cool. Wear the skull shirt.
I'll hop on the front.
Yeah, I'm gonna get on this like little Tonka trunk. In the back, like royalty.
The front is for bad people. I'm going to drive it and I'll do the wrapping. Don't drive garbage truck.
Put the car seat on for me, please?
No. Yeah, someone get this man a car seat.
There's got to be one in the dump here somewhere.
That's true. Well, thank you so much for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I've been Oscar.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Claire.
Bye.
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 Did you know that you're a big fan of Baywatch? Well, you will be after you hear our show, Baywatch Watch! I'm Ryan, Ray-Ban's Count's House.
I'm Zach, Zerf's Up Olsen.
I'm Heather, Heatwave Higginbotham.
New episodes every Friday on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Campfire Media.
Get wet!
You're gonna get soaked.
Campfire.